Hello, Cinnabar Moths, or any kind of moth you'd like to be. Welcome to the Writer's Triangle Cinnabar Moths podcast about all things publishing and books. Today we're here with Lauren Wagner, author of Awaken. Lauren, how are you doing today?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being on and thanks for asking. I want to ask you, are you feeling excited about the release of Awaken coming out on March 1st, 2022?
I am excited. I'm a little bit terrified. This is my first book being published, so I'm nervous about a lot of things that go along with out there, but definitely excited is one of the feelings.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're excited. We're excited as well. And I wanted to ask you, how long have you been writing Awaken? When did you start and how long did it take for you?
So I actually started a good 10 years ago. It was a little habit that I had formed that I would just go to. Occasionally, I would do some writing for a few weeks, and then I would step aside and I would work the difference. The book itself has been finished for about 2 years now. Overall process, I didn't really start writing with the intent to publish. It did take me a good 10 years to actually finish writing the story.
Okay, so that's quite a lengthy process. What was that process like for you? How did it feel as you were going through it?
Well, I have the tendency to work on a few different projects at the same time. So I'll start with one story and I'll move on to another story. I think I had four stories going at the same time as Awaken. So going back and forth, I think I made a challenge for myself because after I walk away, I have to reread everything written before to kind of reconnect with those characters and the plot and everything that's going on in the story. So it is my stress relief, though. So when things get hard, the world becomes overwhelming, writing is where I go to find that escape. Even though I make it stressful, it is still my outlet.
Okay, so even with it being a more lengthy process, it has taken quite a bit of time. And with that, like coming back and forth, there was some difficulty with that. But would you say that the process was still comfortable because you were using it as an escape, or perhaps just overall as a fairly comfortable and enjoyable experience?
Yeah, I think I really like her. I think, as my escape from the real world, I guess you could say, it does. So there'll be times where I write obsessively for a few weeks and then there'll be a few weeks where I don't write any at all. So I think because of how I use my writing skills, it's been a kind of a calm process for me.
That's nice. Knowing that you're able to enjoy the process and go through it is, personally, I think one of the great things about being a writer is being able to enjoy the writing process as well. And I wanted to ask you, with the writing process, you finished it 2 years ago with Awaken, and you mentioned that you weren't initially planning on publishing. Was that correct?
Yeah, I started writing to kind of just get it out of my head. It was something that was stuck there that I felt like hurt. And then I felt like it needed finishing. And then I felt like it needed more. And then once it was finished, like, I did this and see where it goes from there. And, I had just started finishing up another story as well. And that's when it became a decision. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try my best. Worst case scenario is I have two finished stories. Otherwise, there's no harm in trying to get it out to the world.
It's very true. That is to all the authors out there who are wondering. Yeah, put it out there. Worst that can happen is nothing really changes, right? You've written the story anyway.
Yeah, and that to me was something that I was proud of even without it being published. Finishing an entire story, I think, is still a huge accomplishment.
It really is. Published or not.
Although the publishing does, create for a whole new level, because that dream comes true. But without that being said.
And so speaking of publishing, and with you deciding, hey, let's try it, how did you discover Cinnabar Moth Publishing?
So this kind of goes into me deciding to publish. Because when I entered the Fury Trenches, it was a challenge. And it's very hard to get somebody to read your. And at the time, I had no social media presence. Introvert, so putting myself out there is not something that happens now. So the first time I attempted Twitter, it was kind of an utter fail. I was just watching and listening. And so I, had to a whole lot of motivational internal speaking, if you will, to start tweeting out and my ideas and my thoughts out there. And it was really scary for me. And Cinnabar was actually one of the first people who started following me back. So started this whole new stress relief because it was no longer a terrifying experience being on Twitter, because Cinnabar welcomed me and made me totally comfortable. And that's when I realized, you know what, maybe this is it. So I went ahead and here we are today.
Here we are with you, soon to be published, which is very exciting. And so would you say that the interaction with us on Twitter and discovering us that way is how you end up also deciding to publish with us, is the interaction from Twitter?
Absolutely, because Cinnabar has been so welcoming, so opening from the very beginning, before I even sent my manuscript to Cinnabar. I think that once, I had the opportunity, there was absolutely nothing to think about. It was the right decision for me to move ahead with publishing with Cinnabar.
That's awesome to hear that you were in with us from the get-go with just those interactions. I guess just isn't the right way to express it, the comfort, and that you felt welcomed by us, because that's one of the goals with us, Cinnabar Moth, is to make everybody feel like they're part of a writing and publication family.
And yeah, so I definitely felt welcomed from right away. And I think that made me feel comfortable sending my manuscript out, because, it is a scary process. It is sometimes a heartbreaking process. And even with Cinnabar, it was a, if they say no, it's okay, because, I think the respect, the transparency of Cinnabar makes it so welcoming that no matter the outcome, it's a relationship, I think.
I'm glad to hear that you felt welcomed and that the process hasn't been fraught with us. And I wanted to ask you, with working with us and going through the publication process, what would you say has been the most surprising thing in the publication experience?
Cinnabar has made it so easy. I feel like I am taken care of. Let you answer my questions before I even have them. So it's a very easy process, and I'm grateful for it.
Well, we're glad that we're able to make you feel like it's a smooth process. That's great. And with segueing a little bit from publication in general, but more specifically for publishing Awaken, what would you say has been the most surprising experience with the effort of publishing it?
Can you ask that one more time? You cut a little bit.
Oh, sorry. What would you say has been the most segueing from the publication with us and more specifically with Awaken, what would you say has been the most surprising thing about publishing Awaken?
I because it's my first book, this is the first thing actually putting out to the world. I think there's an aspect that opens me up to the world, which has been a little bit new to me. Writing was my, I wouldn't say secret habit, but it was a habit I didn't talk about a lot in my daily life. So, the people close to me knew I was writing, but, family or, regular day people I see every day didn't necessarily know I was writing. So once I got a publication date, I screamed it from the rooftops, and the support, the world around me has been incredible. So I think is something that was new and unexpected to me, because I didn't talk about my work And now there are so many people who are excited for me and excited to read it. And I'm grateful.
I'm glad that you've had such a positive feedback and reaction to people hearing about your writing. And would you say that when you first started writing and you went into it, you mentioned that you didn't really tell people about it. Is that just a matter of it was super private for you, or were you perhaps worried about telling people? What was the, if you don't mind sharing, what was the reason for, you know, not sharing that with a lot of people?
Yeah, I think, I guess there's probably a few reasons. One is, if I think about writing as kind of like my internal thoughts, even though it wasn't me, you know, saying, you know, dear diary during my day, it was still private to me. It was still the story that I mean that wasn't finished that I hoped I would finish one day, but at the time, I had no urgency to it. So I didn't want to talk about something if I finish it. I didn't want to talk about something if it didn't go anywhere. And then once I started looking into publishing, I realized how hard it was, and I didn't care if it didn't grab anyone's attention. So, you know, it was more internal pride, I guess you could say, why I wasn't sharing all my writing. But now that it's out there, you know, I have people asking me about what else I'm writing, and that's exciting in itself too.
And that's very interesting that you wanted to keep it to yourself until you felt confident that it was ready, so to speak.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was mine. It was purely mine, and, you know, whenever it was a nervous feeling for sure, because I, you know, had this story locked in my head and wanted to give it to the world. It's an amazing story, but at the same time, it's unlocking a piece of myself, which is kind of terrifying.
I can understand that as well. With Pixies in the Mist, I had a very similar feeling of, I'm revealing my thoughts to the world.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like personal like philosophies or anything of the sort, but it still has that ownness. It's yours.
Yeah.
And you're putting it out there for people to see.
Yeah, it's something else.
And so you mentioned that it's been a very private process for you. Have you talked with your family about your writing before, or is this new for them as well? And are they excited about the release of Awaken?
Oh my gosh, yeah, they're very excited. So my husband and my kids see me writing all the time, and they've been there. So the fact that it's getting published, I think, brings a whole new level of excitement to my house. My husband is not a reader, and he read it, so that definitely a lot to me. But all aspects of my family are excited, and people keep asking, you know, when is it coming out? When is it? So I feel a little bit of pride in regards to that. It's exciting.
Well, I'm glad that your family's excited, and I'm sure that you have more than just your family, people who are also excited for this book and potentially future releases, but no spoilers about that necessarily. And with Awaken coming out, and with the excitement about Awaken, how do you feel about having your book listed in the U.S. Library of Congress's list of books?
This is absolutely amazing to me. I feel like having and in the U.S. Library of Congress, I feel like it makes history. It will be there, and that, I think, makes the whole entire thing real to me.
So it gives it a feeling of like it cements the experience for you.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I can understand that, like, it's going to be there for forever.
Forever.
I hadn't really thought of it that way.
Even when I'm gone, it'll be there. It's something that's definitely cool to think about.
It is cool to think about, and think about it being there for the future, how many generations from now it'll be read. And speaking of the future, what do you hope happens next?
Well, I definitely want to keep writing. I would love to have a push down the road, so I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for that. Go from there.
Are you looking to have writing become your career, or is this something that you do as a continual thing throughout your life, kind of on the side? What are your visions for your writing?
Yeah, so I don't think the aspiration to make it my career is necessarily there, because I like writing so much right now. And I think that if I were to put a schedule or to it, I think there's a whole new experience that comes with it. There's I would worry that I wouldn't enjoy it as much. So, keeping it as my little background hobby and, the way for me to deal with things that come and go, I'm keeping things the way they are.
Okay, so you're just planning on keeping on with what you're doing, and you'll see what comes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And speaking of seeing what comes, if Awaken becomes a bestseller, does that change anything?
I might change my name. No, I'm kidding. I'm nervous about myself being out there in the world. So we'll have to hit that with, or if it ever happens. But no, I don't think it would.
Okay, so you don't think it will, so you're not worried about it. But if it does, you're going to have to do a lot of thinking?
Yes, definitely.
Just following up on that. Go ahead.
That would be very unexpected. That is for sure.
Speaking of following up on that unexpected, it's become a bestseller, and continuing down that line of thinking, if Awaken were to get an offer to become a movie or TV series, would you want to do that?
Yeah, I think, I'm always open to the idea of something like that happening. It would be a whole new level of terror for me, making it even more real. But that would be super exciting, absolutely.
And if that were to happen, do you have any people that you think you'd want to cast into the movie or TV series, or any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think this is where it becomes a challenge for me. The main character in Awaken is based off of someone who existed in history, where I see her face in my mind, and I wanted to create the story to kind of honor this girl that lived a few hundred years ago. So I kind of take you back a bit. I watched this show on one of the most well-preserved human remains found in the mountains of Argentina. And they called her the Maiden, and it was a girl who had been sacrificed. Her body was perfectly preserved and pulled out of the mountain.
Wow.
I watched it, and my mind couldn't wrap itself around the idea that this girl had gone up to the mountain willingly, and she had stayed willing. And so I felt like I needed to capture her story, and I definitely created it more of my own than what her life probably resembled at the time. But because of that, I think the idea of who would I want to play her is hard for me, because I think of her as a real, and I'm not sure that that can be replaced very easily.
It does sound like quite a challenge, because you already have this vision in mind, but it's someone who doesn't exist in the modern times.
Correct. I think my pickiness might probably get in the way of that, because just because that's who I base the character off of doesn't necessarily mean that the reader is going to have those insights. They might have different insights based off of who the character might be.
That's true. Readers often will come to different conclusions than what we necessarily plan or expect them to.
Yeah.
Which itself is interesting. And pulling up on that idea of things being different than what you'd necessarily envision, if Awaken was to become a movie or a TV show, what level of creative control would you want over that? when it comes to the, for example, the writing, narration, or the cast, that type of thing?
I'm not sure about that, because I feel like that's a whole other area of expertise, where I have the story written, I have, the points about it I like, and the points that I envision in my head, and about how the characters are based. But I think from there, we talk all the time about how movies are so different, or the books were better, or no, the movie was better. I think in order to deal with it, I would have to hand it over, and I would have to let someone else go for it. Maybe obsessed too much over the fine details about how I envision it in my head.
And so you think that in order to just avoid any hassle with, wanting to get just perfect, you'd be like, okay, I can't touch this. I have to trust somebody else to handle this.
Absolutely.
I want too much control over my baby. I've got to let him go.
Absolutely. Time to grow up.
I can understand that. I definitely do think that, from my experience with writing, that I can get stuck, even when writing a story, with wanting particular details to exist, and then later having to struggle with myself, be like, that doesn't fit here, but it's what it should, what belongs, but
yeah,
it doesn't actually fit here.
Yeah, it's absolutely a challenge. I absolutely agree. And I think that would be changing a book to a movie. I can't imagine how many of those scenarios would come into play.
Yeah, oh geez. That reminds me of some of the movies to books that I've watched and read, and just you always end up wondering, why did they leave that part I liked out?
Yeah. Or, when they change the ending, or when a character is just the opposite from what you anticipate, I think I would just have to let somebody else handle that.
That would be totally understandable. I think that makes sense. I would probably do the same. Maybe it's just a writer thing. We want things to be just so, but we can't actually have it be just so.
Perfectionism.
Yeah. So if Awaken became a movie or a TV show, and you'd gone through this entire process, handed your baby off to somebody else, they raised it and took care of it, made it into this TV show or this movie, would you want to go to the premiere? And
absolutely,
if you did go to the premiere,
at that point, when you think of a movie premiere, I think it would be okay, because at a premiere, the focus is on the actresses. I don't think the writers are necessarily the ones that come to my foremind. So I think standing in the shadows at that point, I would be perfectly content with.
As long as you're not out there in the lights, you're fine.
Yes.
And so if you did go, do you have anyone in mind who you would take with you?
Oh, my husband, for sure. He's my number one supporter, so no questions asked.
That makes total sense to me. And with going to the premiere but not wanting to be, you've mentioned several times now you're kind of worried about being known. I imagine that you don't want to ever become super famous, like, for example, Stephen King or anything of the sort, and prefer to kind of keep your anonymity as much as possible?
Yeah, I am perfectly fine being anonymous in the world. So, although I'm very proud to have a book out there with my name, I think me walking in the street and people not recognizing me is perfectly fine.
Okay, so you don't want to be recognized on the street, but what level of fame is comfortable for you? For example, if people know your name, would that bother you?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be very cool, as long as it, doesn't change the aspect of life as I know it.
Okay. So it'd be something where you'd see people reading your book at a coffee shop or something like that, or you'd hear people talking about your work and you'd be like, oh, that makes me feel good. As long as they don't then turn around.
Sneak a picture of it and then post it everywhere. Like, oh my gosh, someone was reading my book at a coffee shop. But I'd also like to be in that coffee shop with them where they continue to read the book and stare at me saying, are you Lauren Wagner? like, oh no, you just have me mistaken.
Okay, so you want just the right amount of fame. That makes sense. And so, with that, I think that I've gotten to know your fame levels and interest. When it comes to the actual, with that fame and everything, you mentioned earlier you might consider changing your name. So I was wondering if you see yourself becoming more famous, or you think you have changed your name in order to keep that anonymity, or maybe taking on a pen name?
I've thought about that a lot, and, you know, eventually I did not get a pen name. I think that once I get my book out there, I felt like it had to be me, because I think that's what is going to sell it at first, is people who you know, are excited about things that I have accomplished. I think from there, it becomes a different aspect of publication.
Okay.
I think that when I decided I wanted to publish, I wanted it to be me publishing it.
Okay. You wanted to own your work and have it be solidly your work that people are coming to see and coming to read.
Yes.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. I think that type of connection can be very useful for ourselves to feel good about what we've done as well, right?
And I think that's important, absolutely.
For sure. And so I'd like to thank you, Lauren, for talking with us today and for being on the Writer's Triangle. And I'd like to thank all of our beautiful moms for listening. Be sure to buy Awaken or pre-order it if you want to get it early. Buy it early. It's coming out on March 1st, next month, in 2022. And Lauren, how about you tell us where we can find you on social media and any other websites, author website, for example?
Yeah, I'm at Lola Wags on Twitter, and thank you so much for having me. Absolute joy.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. And for all of our listeners, be sure to visit centerbarmoth.com, where you can find the transcripts and where we will have the link to Lauren's Twitter. Thank you for coming on today, Lauren.
Thank you so much. It's been nice talking to you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.